At SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Trump administration's plan to secure Gaza winning approval at the UN. That proposal that passed the United Nations' most powerful body Monday authorizes an international stabilization force to provide security in Gaza. It also approves a transitional authority to be overseen by President Trump. Federal Aviation Administration lifting its restrictions on commercial flights that were imposed during the shutdown. Here's correspondent Mike Hempen.
The FAA says flight schedules have returned to normal. The restrictions were imposed during the government shutdown at 40 major U.S. airports. They had been in place since November 7th and had affected thousands of flights. The FAA says they were needed to ease the strain on the aviation system and to help manage staffing shortages at air traffic control facilities. The flight cuts started out at 4% and increased to 6% before the FAA on Friday rolled them back to 3%. I'm Mike Hempen.
A former official at the Federal Reserve could be in hot water. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Former Fed Governor Adriana Kugler, who retired in August, listed several stock trades in her financial disclosure documents for 2024 that violated the central bank's ethics rules. The transactions are outlined in a report released by the U.S. Office of Government Ethics. Fed officials are barred from investing in individual stocks, bonds, or cryptocurrencies. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Officials in Nigeria fear this just might be the tip of the iceberg. Gunmen abducting 25 girls from a high school in the northwest part of that state. At least one member of the school staff was killed. This is SRN News. Well, Americans just don't agree on what ails the country.
A new poll from the Public Religion Research Institute asks people to respond to the following statement. Our country will be destroyed if we do not smash the perversions eating away at our moral fiber and traditional beliefs. 48% of Americans say yes, they agree with that assessment. 46% say they disagree, and all the rest have no opinion. Conservatives, Republicans, and religious people are more likely to agree. Michael Harrington reporting.
Clergymen in Tanzania condemning the recent murders of protesters by government forces in wake of a disputed election. Pastors warn there will be no peace in the country without justice following the election, which international observers say was neither fair nor free. Opposition party there says 2,000 people have died in the protest recently. This is SRN News. Dubai Air Show has opened and hometown airline Emirates ordering 65 Boeing aircraft.
Emirates is looking to increase its fleets thanks to record earnings and apparently unending demand for flights through what has become a major east-west travel hub. Emirates reported $5.2 billion in profits last year. Military sales remain a focus at the show, with Russia taking part despite sanctions. The event has also seen a renewed interest in flying taxis, which Dubai hopes to get in the sky for riders next year. Bob Agner reporting.
British government plans to tighten its asylum system. Home Secretary Shabana Mahmood has faced a backlash from Labour Party members who accuse her of courting conservatives. Mahmood argues the reforms could fix a broken system. She also says it will likely unite the country. More details, srnnews.com.